In India, there's a group of people known as Dalits. Dalits were once called untouchables, the lowest rung on the traditional caste system. Imagine the discrimination. And for Dalit women, they're the ones who suffer the most. According to India's National Crime Records Bureau, the top two crimes last year against lower caste people were sexual assault and rape. A new campaign in India is trying to tackle caste violence by connecting with activist movements like Black Lives Matter here in the U.S. Sonia Paul has our story, and I should warn you, it contains some descriptions that some listeners will find disturbing.
Four women from the All India Dalit Women's Rights Forum sit at the front of a student lounge at the University of Texas at Austin. They've been on the road now for almost 2 months. The group they represent has a national office in Delhi, with about 15 part-time staff throughout India's states. They spent a long time fundraising to make this tour possible. The women speak to a group of around 30 students. First, they have to explain India's 3,000-year-old history with the caste system, especially untouchability. It's a practice of upper caste people not touching anything that has come into physical contact with Dalits. The practice is now outlawed, but the activists say its history still leads to everything from discrimination to outright crimes against Dalit people, especially against women and girls. And they're here to tell those stories, like this one.
She was like a 12-year-old girl who was raped by 16 men.
This happened about 3 years ago. Activist Sangapali Aruna Lohitakshi says the rapists actually filmed their crime.
And then they took the footage of the rape and then circulated in the whole village so that she will be humiliated, her family will be humiliated, and she will not be sent to the school. After the footage was shown to the family members, the father committed suicide.
It's the kind of incident so horrible that some people, both in India and in the U.S., might not believe it. Video is forcing the U.S. public to contend with police brutality against blacks. In the same way, mounting evidence in India can make the truth about caste violence much more apparent. Still, Lohitakshi says, prejudice against Dalits is so pervasive in India, even video is not always enough.
This girl took this footage as an evidence in the courtroom to show that she was raped, gang raped. And then the judge said, he laughed out loud and he said, "Wow, we know you enjoyed the act. And you should be glad they touched you."
In this case, the Dalit woman activist helped the girl move to another village, where she now lives with her grandmother. She's enrolled in school there, but the lack of justice in her case is all too typical, they say. And so is reluctance to talk about the problem of caste violence at all.
Everywhere we go, the moment we talk about caste, nobody wants to talk about it.
The Dalit women see a parallel between this discomfort at home and discomfort here around race. A big reason they raised money to come here was to swap strategies with U.S. activists. In San Francisco, they spoke at the Women's Building with members of Black Lives Matter and Say Her Name. Say Her Name is a movement that emerged earlier this year to draw attention to the issues black women, trans, and queer people face. Brianna Gibson is a movement leader in the Bay Area.
So someone saying, you know, we're post-caste versus like post-racial, you're like, wow, that's exactly the same thing. Or they'll tell you that, you know, you're being divisive and all of these other things. And even the treatment and how pervasive it is just in everyday life.
The exchange between the two groups was at times emotional, but also really educational, Gibson told the audience.
I know in my experience growing up in D.P. Stokely, everybody who was South Asian or Asian in general were wealthy people in my mind, because that's what I was taught. That they all came here as tech workers, right? And that they didn't understand our struggle. Well, obviously, we've been lied to.
So when it comes to the Indian population, for instance, the activists encourage people to de-Brahmify their minds and look beyond stereotypes. Brahmin is the name of the highest caste of Hindus, people who've historically had more advantages.
Are you ready?
They ended by asking audience members to join the Dalit women in their chant, whose words translate to "Long live Dalit women's power."
Dalit Mahila Shakti Zindabad!
Zindabad! Zindabad!
And then they all sang a historic civil rights song in both English and in Hindi together.
We shall overcome someday.
Now for the Dalit women activists, it's back to India. They have a lot of difficult work ahead of them, but they say being in the U.S. gave them fresh energy and ideas and a lot of support. What they want to do now is train more women back home to continue to raise their voices. For The World, I'm Sonia Paul in San Francisco.
This is The World.